This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, now our offer to you, those of us who are on the DJV program, is to spend an hour talking about the big hits, the news talk radio hits, according to Talkers Magazine this past week, charts for the week of November 1st to the 5th, with all the stories, the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list, some new entrants, some repositioning of stories that we've been talking about off and on for the past year or so. A lot of things stay the same, but yet they change. So let's go through with the ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all my pals and cohorts from the DJV program with their comments as we move through the top ten. Let me just go through quickly the list, and then let's go back and pick some things out that stand out with regard to some of these things. At number 10, our relationship with China and other foreign nations. Number 9, the weather and the climate, etc. The abortion situation at 8 in Texas. Immigration reform, number 7. Investigation into January 6th, number 6, appropriately. A lot of rage, a lot of crime stories this past week. Violence, that sort of thing, like what happened down in Mexico. People are talking about that. Number 4. The Biden budget and trying to get those bills passed. Number 3, COVID and related stories. Number 2, the politics. There's some school board issues that are being talked about a lot. And then the elections. Number 1, the result of the off-year elections. So with that in mind, ladies, let's go back to number 10 for a moment. The Pentagon is reviewing and has found no violation of any law in the drone attack that killed 10 Afghanistani citizens. I guess there was an independent Pentagon investigation into the drone strike that accidentally killed 10 civilians in August. But investigating yourself.
I know. I was going to say it's not like those typically go somewhere. I think they have to go through to see what went wrong.
Kind of procedural, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is very procedural when something like that happens.
Well, what good is the report if it's classified?
Right. And does it bring people back? Not necessarily. You know, there aren't going to be any charges filed against anybody. So to come out and say it's a tragic accident.
Window dressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
theater.
You know, why? Why did we have to be in this situation to begin with? And I think this week probably one of... As we talk about, we go through the list, and the biggest stories is the election, and there is a direct correlation between Biden's kind of tanking approval rating and the withdrawal from Afghanistan. People were really taken back by how that was handled, and the drone strike that killed 7 kids, I think, is a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, yeah. So while we're there, though, here's something that's pretty disgusting. At least that's the way I feel about it. The Biden administration approving the sale of $650 million worth of arms to the Saudis, supposedly to help the country defend itself against some of the Yemenis who are attacking. I don't know. I just have a bad taste.
Well, that group from Iran has been... I'm with you. Like, I know that there are necessary evils, but I know. They're still seen, and we've talked about it, too, on DJV regularly. No matter who the president, the incoming president is, right? Everybody always says we have to be tough on Saudi Arabia. And then something happens behind closed doors. It doesn't matter what party you're in. It just something seems to happen where someone sits someone down and says, okay, we can't ostracize them. We need them. And I don't really fully understand why, but I guess they are still seen as a stabilizing force in the Middle East and, I guess, an ally to us. I don't know. It doesn't make me happy.
Well, they bring stability to the region where Iran is out of control. And it's the only excuse. I mean, We've talked about this before. It's something that we all agree on, no matter where
there's
we are.
Two excuses. Well, the oil.
Yes, oil, and but also the stability. We didn't need the oil as much under Trump. We need it now because of Biden kind of taking away our energy independence in this country. But I think the stability that they provide in the Middle East, they use that as a tool to get everything that they want. Can't disrupt them.
You know,
and so every president that goes in, it's kind of like the aliens, right? Everybody says they're going to go in and
I'm going to tell everybody about the aliens.
Classify all this stuff, and then it's right. Like, well, maybe not. No.
Yep.
Well, you said something interesting, Jennifer. Well, you're always saying something interesting, as are all of you, but the idea about energy independence that really was started or got into full throttle when Obama was president, because we had, for the first time in a long time, we were energy independent. We were producing enough oil and gas on our own to not have to buy any from any other sources. And I wonder what happened to that during the Trump years. Why did that slow down?
It didn't. We were energy independent under Trump. The only state that wasn't was California. It was Biden stopping the pipelines that have and upping the production coming from OPEC that has made us not energy independent.
What pipelines did he stop? All those 86 pipelines across the country.
He shut down Keystone and a couple of others, I think.
That's not really accurate. It's the planned pipeline, which wasn't even running yet. That XL part of the Keystone pipeline is what he stopped the production of that, but it wasn't flowing
yet. But what cost to us?
Well, why don't they just run it? The controversy was about running it under a lake on
Indian territory.
Yeah,
it wasn't even fully built yet, so that theory doesn't really check out.
I don't know.
It seems to be whenever they put pipelines somewhere, it's like they choose the most fragile part of land.
It seems silly, doesn't it?
I don't get it.
It does. Right. Okay. At number six, the investigation into January 6th, there's a rioter who bragged that she wouldn't go to jail. But
this lady was trending. She was trending on social media because
Jennifer Lee Ryan.
She made such ridiculous statements like, well, I'm white and I'm blonde and I have a good job and I have a good future. And so no one's going to put me in jail. And it's like, well, you begin your sentence later. In January.
Mm-hmm. How long does she go to jail? A couple of years?
2 months. No, two months.
That's not a big deal.
I wouldn't want to go to jail for 2 months.
Well, it depends on which jail you go to. There are
really? I think any jail would be terrible for 2 months.
Although the situation is resort ones.
I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be.
You guys seem a lot more willing to go away to prison
the hidden ones that only billionaires know about.
Yeah. It's like Mary in Illinois.
The situation went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy, he seemed to do all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Number three this week, the COVID situation is something that we can spend probably 3 or 4 minutes on. Which we will do right after these words here on the Talk Radio Review.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Did somebody get me a price check on Trundle Bits?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk radio review, a roundup of the thoughts that my DJV colleagues have and me too. Every week, the DJV program on Monday through Friday with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner discussing the issues of the day, the people of the day, the events of the day, what's happening, in other words, from our perspective. And so we take this time, this hour, to go through specifically the stories that Talkers Magazine has listed at talkers.com from their research, talking to radio stations, the program Talk, and the hosts themselves. What's the big deal this week, or what are the big deals this week? We post them also on our social media at DJV Show and on our website as well. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. So at number, I want to set aside, I think if we only spend a couple of minutes on COVID, we give it short shrift. I think number 5 is something we ought to spend a few moments on. It's about crime and violence, and I'm reminded of the situation in Cancun, but also the story in Iowa this week about the teenagers who killed their teacher, and what in the world. They've been charged with first-degree murder, a Spanish teacher who taught at their school. It's this kind of stuff.
They murdered their teacher?
They murdered their teacher.
Ugh.
Yes, right.
Yep. What's going on in Iowa? This is in Iowa, you said, right?
Yeah, Iowa. Yep.
So what's going on? Because earlier this week on the show, we talked about how Iowa in 1 year went from being one of the best, safest driving states to the number one most dangerous,
yeah,
with DUIs and citations and speeding tickets in 1 year. I mean, that's like, what happened in Iowa?
Fairfield, Iowa. Teachers have been there for a long time, 66 years old. Noema Graber was her name. So she was somehow or other reported missing this week, and then a couple of 16-year-old boys were apparently found to have been responsible for her death, charged with first-degree murder, first-degree homicide, charged as adults. And you wonder, yeah, again, what obviously the students at the high school were all sent home, classes have been canceled, but the complaint says that they killed her in a park near the school. And, you know, you wonder...
For what? And no reason? Just, like...
Apparently they posted
a reason.
Did they
details about
Spanish
planning the killing on social media. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, how stupid are they? They posted the fact that they were going to kill her on social media.
That's so awful. What is going on with high school students? There's a high school in Bedford, Ohio, that they are staying on remote learning for a little bit until they can figure out what to do because there's so much violence among the students at the school.
A lot of violence in high schools here in Massachusetts. In my hometown, Framingham, they've had fights. We never used it. I taught in the high school. We didn't have any fights about anything. That was a long time ago, though. Maybe things have changed. There are too many kids in the school. Frankly, we've had a surge of illegal immigration into this community and into this state. And so they all have to be sent to school, and they're not getting along with the regular population. Sounds like being in prison, you know, the gen population. They just are not getting along. They don't speak the language. They don't seem to be able to assimilate or get in. And yet it's our obligation to give them a place in school. And I think some of the kids resent it, frankly. I don't know that for a fact, but I just kind of get that sense from talking to some of the people here. There's a resentment of what kind of treatment they're getting, and it's not their fault. They aren't being brought into it, although, you know, the parents maybe, whatever the expectations are when they get here, aren't being fulfilled. And so it's really causing knife fights and stuff. When somebody brought a gun to school, you know, that's the question. What is going on here? And what are the reasons for it? Food for thought. It's 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio from the perspective of three big talkers. Well, maybe four if my name gets thrown about with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Right now, Jay has an overview of the some of the things that people are saying on social media. That's her bailiwick, or one of them anyway. DJV social media at DJV show, facebook.com/DJV show. So what do we have for comments from our listeners, Jay, on various issues?
Oh, all kinds of things. So regarding air rage, John Nielsen says those idiots should be permanently banned from flying any airline. It's become all too common of an occurrence. And for sure it has. Carrie Vavida tweeted that violent or otherwise overly aggressive passengers should be banned for life. Brandy Baskey believes law enforcement of some type should be on every flight, adding it should not be up to flight attendants to handle people of like this.
That's what we said when we were talking about this. Yeah. Put the air marshals on the planes in America.
Or hire private security if the air marshals, you know, aren't available.
But what does it say about us if we have such egotists? And that's really what it is. It's all selfish and ego-driven. I'm more important than everybody else, so you have to treat me differently. Screw you. Sit down and shut up.
Oh, there's a great video going around of a woman who is not wearing a mask on a flight. The flight attendant keeps telling her she has to put the mask on. She won't sit down. She's saying that she asked the guy sitting next to her for his vaccine card, and he can't show it to her. And she's like, because it's not vaccinated. She's having this whole big episode of a moment. And the flight attendant is like, it's not mandatory to be vaccinated to fly. However, it is mandatory for you to wear a mask. Well, the pilot finally comes out very calmly, is like, we treat everybody with loyalty and respect, and we respect each other on this flight. Clearly, you don't know how to do that, so I'm going to ask you to leave. And just kept his calm composure. It was really a great video. We'll get that
to leave
on
the
TV
plane
show.
At 35,000 feet.
No, they hadn't taken off yet.
Step off, please.
And she's saying like, you're violating my rights. I should be able to change seats. And it was one where they bought specific seats. A whole big thing. God. Moving on, though, Brian Laundrie possibly dying by suicide before the manhunt even began. People are giving their thoughts. Lynn Smith questions if his family could be charged with anything. Philip Bryan echoes Lynn's sentiments, saying he wonders if obstruction of justice will come into play with the parents. And
good
Susan
question.
Ortiz, Susan Ortiz said, well, he's going to Hades anyway.
You're out of hell.
I just,
I wonder if, like, if they knew he was going out to kill himself or what. I mean, if they knew he was going to kill themselves, wouldn't they try to stop it? Wouldn't you not want your kid to be dead sitting in a swamp somewhere?
Right. And it's weird that they went for the walk, you know, the day that they found him. Yeah. I mean, it's like they knew where to go. I don't know. It's so shady. All of it is just very bizarre. And still, no word about, you know, Gabby Petito and her family. Like, it just, it's that he's, everything has become the focus on Brian Laundrie. And, you know, and tragically, he murdered his fiance for no reason. And no one's talking about that anymore, which is really a shame.
Well, and all those people claiming to have seen him or had interactions with him on the Appalachian Trail or in other areas other than Florida, where clearly he was there this whole time.
Yeah.
Amazing. It really is. All right, did Joe Biden fall asleep this past week? We all had a nap, right, during the week at some point in time. Why was this a big deal? This is at the climate summit, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a big deal because it was at the climate summit. He's the president of the United States.
Who was speaking at the time? Because I fall asleep all the time at stuff, so it depends on who's
speaking. Well, and sometimes you're not even falling asleep. You're exhausted.
Closing your eyes and
strained.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that, like, that burning sensation in your eyes, and you're like, you just need to shut them for a little bit?
Yep.
Well, Deb Abel called it embarrassing and sad. Sally Wellburn said it was boring, and she would have fallen asleep, too. And Hannah Hill said he was clearly dozing off, but he never fully fell asleep.
He actually got more hits from his own party for falling asleep. Republicans were like, we'd fall asleep, too, in a climate summit.
Right, one way or the other. All right, and then there was the question about people trusting medical advice, and 100% of the people responding said they trusted their own doctor.
Yeah, talk about a stupid question. Would you trust the government for your medical advice or your own primary care physician? 100% said they would rather trust their own doctors. Shocker.
28 after.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, it's so good to see you, and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States has reopened its land and air borders Monday for non-essential travel to foreign visitors from over 30 countries, provided they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Government officials and business leaders say they may never know the full economic impact of the traveler ban on border communities in Canada and Mexico that had been in place since March of 2020. 8 souls lost their lives on Friday at a music festival in Houston, Texas, the Astro World Music Festival. An estimated 50,000 people in the crowd began to stampede towards the front of the stage. The push triggered a panic. NASA's reporting an asteroid the size of the Eiffel Tower is heading towards a close encounter with Earth in December, but there's no need to panic, as the U.S. Space Agency's asteroid tracker says that the potentially hazardous rock will pass within 2.4 million miles of Earth on December 11th. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
After Friday's passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, economist Steve Forbes on Newsmax warns Americans about the social spending bill that has zero Republican support. This is just the beginning of a massive wealth tax, he says, and giving the IRS the powers to go and see everything you do, everything you buy, to make sure you're not getting too wealthy.
Well, the markets are popping because I think they think that this is a terrible bill, the Biden bill, Biden spending bill, is going to somehow be derailed. What happened on Friday, I think, should disabuse the markets of that, that they could push this thing through. No, a tax credit normally meant in the real world that you could take a deduction on your income taxes.
Right.
However, in this world, it is a payment. And so if you don't have the qualified income to get the tax credit, by golly, they'll send you a check. So it's $3,600, upwards of over $4,000 per child per year. And that is just the beginning. And that's why they put a one-year timetable on it. They know that when it comes up next year, it'll be passed again, and it will be expanded like these entitlements usually are. Yeah. So that's the big thing they want to slip in this bill. So don't pay attention to that top line, $1.75 billion. It could be $2. Right. They know what they're doing. They're passing this stuff in, and they know it's going to explode in the future upwards.
Mr. Forbes warned the passage of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill sneaked in social tax and spend programs like wealth and death taxes that penalized unrealized gains. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the DJV overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our morning program through the week. A lot of the same stations that carry that carry the Talk Radio Countdown show. And this is the ancillary, I guess we would call this a comparative hour. A complimentary or composite hour, whatever. But it goes with the territory. Michael Harrison comes in every week and goes through the list, and we talk about things going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Our discussions here are specifically about the issues, and I want to there's a countdown extra that I just want to mention because I think it's important. It might or might not have made it if it had happened earlier in the week. The story of David Morris, a Maryland man who was wrongly convicted back in 2004 of a murder he did not commit. Yet another long list of people that have gone to jail, and who knows how many have been executed for reasons that were not proper. So this fellow's 36 years old. He just left jail, didn't talk about anything. He was sentenced to life in prison in November of 2005. Jury deliberated for 2 days. He was convicted as a teenager for the murder of a man who in Baltimore was shot three times. Then, you know, through the years, there have been people working with what they call the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project to work to get him out of jail, because apparently it was pretty easy. And now newly tested DNA taken from the victim's clothing excluded him completely as the killer. Matter of fact, they identified somebody else. So I guess how would you feel?
So how many years did he was he in jail?
17.
Jeez. Ugh. How do you, I mean, I don't know. That's 17 years of your life gone.
Yeah.
Does even suing for some kind of financial gain equal that life loss?
No, they usually do sue when they years? Usually get money.
Yeah, but is it worth it? Is exactly. it worth the 17 years of your right. life gone?
Yeah. How does it get to be that bad? How is the system? And these things happen all the time. And we know, we think when you watch the crime shows on TV that it's just, you know, it's just television. But they usually recount stories like this that happen over and over and over and over and over again. And unfortunately, it's one of the things that fuels the Black Lives Matter movement, because most of the people that are wrongly convicted are black, especially in a place like Baltimore. I mean, this kind of goes with the territory. And that may sound like a pretty strident comment for me, but I've lived and worked in Baltimore, and I got no use. It's one of the places that I like the least in our country, mostly because of some of my experiences that I had while I was working there. Just, it's... I don't know. All right. So,
well, the Innocence Project, though, is was started by John Grisham, the author, and so he had witnessed. He used to be an attorney, and then before becoming a best-selling author, and so having witnessed so many different, you know, crimes where someone was wrongly accused, and he wrote about it. So then he started the Innocence Project, and they've worked with Kim Kardashian, they've worked with Van Jones, they've gotten a lot of people. Released, you know, when they've actually been able to exonerate them. So, God bless the work they do, you know. I mean, it's horrible that we have to have so many checks and balances for our system, which is so broken.
That part of the system really broken. And it just fuels, again, all these black podcasts, all the people who are, you know, up in arms about the way
black
people
are treated. Plenty of white people are outraged, too, you know.
No, I'm saying that it fuels all of these, the focus on this, and people who say, well, no, it's not really that bad. Well, you know what? It really is.
Yeah.
It's really pretty bad, and it's really, there's no excuse for it other than prejudice and bad police work. And sometimes they go hand in hand. So all the people who say, oh, there you go again on the police. No, they're a good police,
well,
and bad
not
police
just,
like anything else.
To be honest, it's not also just the police. They look at someone like Kamala Harris, who's now sitting as the vice president.
Oh, yeah.
She threw a ton of people in jail and threw away the key because she wanted to get her numbers up as the attorney general in California. She was very ambitious. And so anyone that was in her way, she wanted to toss it. And so she had to look at that point tough on crime. So she took black people who were in there for low-level drug offenses, and she just kept prosecuting. So it's nice. We can blame police all we want, but you also have to look at the politicians who aren't really doing the right
thing.
Don't
disagree.
She didn't do anything to fix crime in California. She just threw a bunch of people in jail.
Yeah.
Crime's still stuck.
Right. She's one of the biggest frauds in American politics in my lifetime.
But around the country, we hear these stories all over and over and over of prosecutors who just wanted the record, and they didn't care. As long as they had a suspect, that's it. That's the guy planting evidence.
Through.
I mean, all throughout the South, it's like one story after another. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It just irks me watching someone, and I'm using her as an example, but there are plenty on both sides of the aisle, I am sure. But, you know, the fact that she comes out and says that she's a big advocate for women and minorities, she's not. She's someone who put a lot of minorities in jail, probably more than any other attorney general in the state of California. And when it comes to
she's
women and kids,
she's such a fraud.
She made a deal and let all those Catholic priests just skate because it wasn't politically profitable for her. She let the mayor of San Diego, who had the same campaign management than she did, let him fly, even though he was, like, assaulting women. Crazy.
Ugh. All right, one of the other quickies here that's not in the top 10 is the fact that we're turning back the clock this weekend. As you listen to the program, it's, fall back, spring ahead. So a lot of people making a lot of noise. about the clock and the time and daylight savings time and all that sort of thing. So if you don't like it, have you written to your congressman? Because they're the ones that would have the power to change things and make it...
I hate to use California as another example, but we passed a ballot initiative that said we wanted to get rid of daylight savings time. But the way that it was, it says it gives the legislature control of when they want to end daylight savings time. So we voted on it. It passed like overwhelmingly, and now the legislature just has the power to do something. So even if you're right,
what does it need? Like, what would it really take for this to just go away on a federal level?
Oh, Arizona did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arizona. That's the other state.
You can't make it federal because it's state by state, but you could just have the states do it. Like, let's do it all together.
Alaska does it too, don't they?
It's under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, though, so there must be some federal angle.
For what reason? Nobody knows. Why is it under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation, like TSA and Homeland Security? Huh? What is that?
Yeah,
how does that make
any
sense?
Because it's one of those things that goes back to, like, World War II that just never got adjusted or readjusted. Yeah, it's weird.
Well,
there must be some federal component, then, if the Department of Transportation governs that.
Crazy
Mayor Pete,
stuff.
Where are you?
Yeah,
a couple people on social media were saying, hey, can't we just do 30 minutes and then it splits the difference? So let's fall back 30 minutes and then just keep it that way. If
that's
the
not
whole
a bad
hour
idea.
Thing is like such an issue, that's the 30 minutes.
All right, number three this week on the countdown is a focus on COVID, vaccines, masks, mandates, that sort of stuff. And in the hot seat is Aaron Rodgers, who's a quarterback for the Packers, who's not vaxxed. And apparently he was on with Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and Kimmel unloaded on him big time.
Well, he's essentially been lying. I mean, he told the press in August that he used the word immunized, and that's what he told the press. And so at the time, everyone was like, oh, okay, he's vaccinated. And he has not been following any of the protocols that unvaccinated players need to follow. So everyone's been under the impression that he was vaxxed and fine, and now he's got COVID. And he's got to miss this game, and now the NFL has to investigate what's been going on. So I don't know, but it is behind the scenes. Apparently, his fiance, they're rumored to be broken up. So I'm not sure if they're still together.
Is that Shailene Woodley?
Shailene Woodley, fiance last time we checked.
But. I don't know how much I buy all that. I mean, he's the guy who wanted to switch teams. He's a guy who has a ton of money, has to protect his contract. I know women influence men all the time, but I don't know the dragging.
No,
that
I don't
she got
think
on
that
social
this
media.
Is, yeah, it's unfair.
Not necessarily appropriate. I just think,
he wants to screw over the Packers.
And I find it really funny that people are more outraged about Aaron Rodgers lying about his COVID vaccine than they are about the player who ran through a woman at 150 miles per hour while
God,
he was drunk
story.
And under the influence.
Oh.
I mean, it's so bizarre what we get upset about these days.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers will probably be okay. He will survive COVID. He'll be all right. He shouldn't have lied. I get it. That's a bad thing. He shouldn't have done that. But here's a guy who made a decision to get into a car and drive at 150 miles per hour while he had his blood alcohol two times over the legal limit and ran through a 23-year-old woman. Come on.
Killed her and her dog.
Not even the same.
In a RAV4. Yeah, in Vegas at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right. So the a couple of other things here with regard to COVID, the continuing fight between Rand Paul and phony Fauci seems to have gotten more ink and attention this week. And I don't know if there's anything new there.
I'm so sick of
these
two going at each other.
They had another hearing.
Yeah.
Well, because now all the evidence is out that Fauci absolutely did what I've been talking about here on the DJV program for a long time and on this program, where he funneled money to the EcoHealth Alliance, to Peter Sarzak, and then back the EcoHealth Alliance sent money to the Wuhan lab. They were testing gain-of-function research. And, by the way, some new little revelation, they didn't even stop after we knew about the COVID pandemic. It kept going 4 months before they finally ultimately shut it down. And so Rand Paul is saying, you're going to keep doing this kind of thing. Who's to say there's not going to be another pandemic coming down the pike because of all the stupid stuff you're doing to rip apart a virus to try to create some sort of, you know, basically a scratch.
They were trying to reverse engineer it, basically. And so, well, yeah, I get that.
But how appropriate is it? And so now what they're doing is changing the definition of gain-of-function research. If you look at all of these sites, they've started changing the definition. And so Rand Paul says, we're not idiots over here. Like, we've all seen what it was, what the definition was and what it is today. And he said, you're doing it to cover your you-know-what. And he didn't say you-know-what. He actually... Use the donkey
said.
Word.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Cover your mule.
He's probably right.
All right. Moderna has lowered the expected number of its COVID vaccine doses that will be delivered this year. Supposed to be 1 billion doses. Now it's down to 800 million. Think about those numbers. They have, how many are Pfizer providing? Anybody know what the number is?
I don't know. Pfizer, because they've just been ahead in the schedule overall, Pfizer has sent more doses around the world. Moderna has been, you know, behind. I don't know what they're supposed to
do. For those of you who wonder how much it costs the taxpayer, it's $21 a dose for Moderna and about $15.50 or so a dose for Pfizer. So the Pfizer is cheaper by $6. Imagine, though, multiply these by the millions and billions of shots that have been given, and you got a lot of money. Lots and lots of money. The administration...
$30 billion, $60 billion this year? There was some crazy number.
Yeah, crazy number.
This year.
Right.
All from
the
government.
Yeah. Speaking of the government, the Biden administration has set a January 4th deadline for its private sector vaccine mandate. How is that going to affect businesses, one wonders. I thought they were going to kind of loosen it up a little bit because some of the businesses are just saying...
The lawsuits have already started.
It's
going to be interesting. So the ruling is that if you have 100 people or more, you have to require a vaccine, proof of vaccine for people to work for you, or you have to do a weekly test. But now you've got challenges from the private sector coming in, from companies that are suing, and several states have joined together to sue as well.
All right. We have about 60 seconds here for the elections. What happened that was upsetting? The GOP seems to have done well, better than was predicted. So that's the way it is, right? Virginia and wherever else was there?
New Jersey. Governor Murphy won re-election.
Okay.
But it was very close.
Yeah. All right. 48 past the hour. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug Steffen here from the DJV program. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to do our weekly review of the hot hits in terms of technology. The tech talk portion of the program gives us five big stories from the week. Victoria Keelan is here to give us the overview, starting at number five with the new oven that cooks a turkey very well, apparently, yes.
Apparently very, very well. Yeah, the reviews are in, and they are really good for GE Appliances' new turkey mode. If you have one of the smart ovens, you are getting this automatic software update. As long as your oven is, you know, hooked up to your Wi-Fi, you'll get this over the Wi-Fi update. And turkey mode is brand new, and all you do, it's pretty amazing, actually. They tested over 2,000 turkeys to make sure that it was cooked perfectly every time. All you don't have to brine it, you don't have to season it, nothing. You just pop it into a cold oven, and depending on if it's a big turkey, like 20 pounds or 12 pounds, whatever it is, and the oven will cook it perfectly for you, and will also make a sound that says gobble gobble when the turkey is done. So.
Gobble gobble.
High-tech Thanksgiving.
Right. All right, number four has a Yahoo focus.
Yeah, Yahoo ended its services in China this week because they said the increasingly challenging business and legal environment in China. Essentially, Yahoo is the latest U.S.-based tech company to stop offering services in China because the government there is just ridiculously strict over internet businesses and information that's always censored, and it's just, you know, typical China. So Yahoo basically said that they just can't operate their business that, you know, in anymore with all of those restrictions. So every news story that they post gets taken down. It's a whole mess, and so everything's redacted and censored. So LinkedIn actually was another big company a couple weeks ago that also pulled the plug on doing business in China for the same reason. They said that they were just trying to operate as a network for people to look for jobs, and everything, the Chinese government stepped in and censored everything, and it just turned into a big chaotic mess. And so LinkedIn has now pulled out as well.
Huh. Number three, another outfit that usually has a black eye in the public's mind, Facebook.
Oh, I know. It's like, which Facebook story do I choose? Because there were so many. There have been so many in the last couple of weeks. The big one this week is that Facebook has said that they plan to eliminate the facial recognition system in the coming weeks. They said many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society. As we know, it's very controversial. And so essentially, they're going to delete more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. And so they say that, you know, in the future, they find that there will be a place for facial recognition technology, but as of right now, it's something that too many people are unhappy with, and so they're going to eliminate it. And who knows? I mean, we also know Facebook cannot be trusted. So as soon as they say they're going to delete all of the billion faces, who knows if they're actually going to do it?
Exactly. Number two, the new bug fix mandate from the administration.
Yep, so the Biden administration is requiring civilian federal agencies to fix hundreds of cybersecurity flaws as part of their new directive from the newly formed Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA. Right now, they have 200 known threats that cybersecurity experts have discovered between 2017 and 2020, as well as 90 more new flaws that were just found this year. And so now they've put everybody on notice. They've got 6 months to patch these threats up and just 2 weeks to fix the new ones. And they're not messing around. And as we know, you know, whether it's the Microsoft Exchange server flaw that unveiled 30,000 U.S. government and commercial organizations' emails. We know the SolarWinds that was hacked by Russia. It's been crazy that these companies have not patched these gigantic security holes yet. But so the CISA will be on top of that from now on.
Perfect. Number one this week. Social media platforms not happy with Apple.
Yeah, this was an interesting story. This was an investigation by the Financial Times found that Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube lost just under $10 billion in revenue following Apple's changes to their privacy practices. So this was last year. Apple announced the App Tracking Transparency, ATT, policy that requires apps to ask for your permission to track your data. Seems like that would be a normal thing to do, but Apple is actually the only company that is allowing their users to have some control over that. So the policy went into effect in April of this year, and if you have an iPhone, every single time you go onto a new app or open it up, it will say, you know, do you want to ask us to not track? And you have that option now. And so apparently they track you so much that it's cost them $10 billion in revenue. So all the social media platforms now have to rebuild their infrastructure and be a little more clever with how they track you.
All right. There it is. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 50.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.